And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing good, Earl. Thanks for asking. It's finally spring around here.
Yes, it is. And I'm excited about the guest I have on the line. Greg Lewis of Pastors United, and help me out. Hello?
I don't have anyone on the phone.
Oh, they're not on the line.
Nope.
Okay, so I was going to be joined by Greg Lewis of Pastors United. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking about the decision that has been made to allow drop boxes in the state, in the city of Milwaukee, over the next election period. It is and has been an ongoing problem in the city of Milwaukee, where the state legislature has done everything within its power to prevent people from having free opportunities at the election. So it is a good thing that this is Bruce Colburn is his name. And we're going to spend some time talking about why it's so important that the drop boxes remain a part of the fabric of voting and elections in our city. The Republicans went to the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, to try to get this dismissed and eliminated. And right now, it was we were given another opportunity to allow people to use those boxes. It is easier sometimes for especially older people who don't get around as much anymore, and they've gotten used to voting early and not wanting to wind up standing in line and waiting, to vote. It has always been amazing to me that we live in a democracy, or everybody says so, and yet in times like these, one of the biggest and most important parts of democracy is that people are allowed to vote and that their voices are supposed to be heard. But we're now at a point in time where that's not always the case. And, you know, when you see this continuing to happen, continuing to go on, people get frustrated, and their response is, "Hey, maybe I shouldn't vote anymore. It's become more difficult a proposition to deal with." And I think that is what's at the root of all of this is the Republicans want to discourage people, especially in the city of Milwaukee, from voting. Because for the most part, people in the city of Milwaukee are going to vote Democrat. And when it comes to, you know, statewide elections, i.e. the governor and the presidency, people of color especially are going to lean towards voting Democrat. And so it becomes a frustrating reality when you talk with people and they say, well, I'm not voting. People have become discouraged. They become extremely discouraged about all of this. And the more they are denied access and opportunities to do this, the more difficult things become. So as we await the calls of Pastor Greg Lewis, the president of Pastors United, which is a national organization that addresses these same issues that are happening all over this nation, and Bruce Colborne, who is also at the helm of Pastors United, we will spend a little time discussing that. But in the interim, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been and continue to be a thorn in the side of many. And one of them is a story that I was going to talk about later, but we can talk about it right now, is plans that the Republicans have on a national level. And that's to raise taxes on the working people and in Social Security. I've never been able to understand how and why people who say they're part of the right and that they are Republicans and they're the average person, and you look and see plans that the Republicans have that are going to impact and take away opportunities for, you know, people who the average person, i.e. raising taxes on, you know, the average person. And this is in lieu of the fact that under Donald Trump, the wealthy had their taxes lowered, to now turn around and Republicans' plan, part of their plan, is to increase the taxes on the average person. It's heartbreaking. And so we're going to spend some time this morning also having a dialogue and a conversation about that. Included in their plan, once again, they've been attempting to do this for some time now, is to get rid of Social Security. And I don't even understand at all why anybody would be willing to support someone who wants to do away with Social Security. Social Security is a safety net that has made it possible for many, especially the elderly. They could not live without that. And I don't know what pain and harm that causes to Republicans in any way, shape, or form. But for whatever reason, they think that Social Security is an entitlement program. Entitlement program, it's not. An entitlement program is, as I would think, would be something where someone hasn't put their resources into a program. Social Security is not something that people are going to receive if they haven't put anything into it. So they take money out of our checks on a weekly or monthly basis, whatever that issue is. And then as we age and get older, they will return that those resources to us on a monthly basis. And as a recipient of Social Security, I am really one who believes wholeheartedly in it, will never and will fight till the end for anyone, against anyone who thinks that's something that we need to get rid of. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that too. So we'll be going to a break in a couple minutes. Oh, I forgot to talk about how beautiful the weather is outside. 64 degrees in Milwaukee. I don't know what it's going to be. Got to be pretty close to, it's going to be that temperature too in Waukesha. You know anything about that, Sam?
Yeah, we're in 65 right now and sunny. It's feeling good.
Oh, you're 65 now?
Yeah. Well, not right now, but high.
Right. Right. Well, so what are your plans in the 65-degree weather this afternoon?
Definitely crack open all those windows and get that fresh air in the house. Maybe some beach visit. I really like the beach down there in Milwaukee and finding some sea glass. What about you? Do you have any plans?
Yeah, I'm going to be out in it. Whatever it is, I'm going to be out in it. I don't have any plans, probably bike ride and walking or any of those things, but I'm definitely going to be out in it. We've got a great show lined up for you this morning. In the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by Brenda Wesley, and we're going to talk about mental illness. She's a fighter, always has been, has had to deal with the son who has been mentally ill for a number of years. As I always tell people, I have a son that has a mental illness, and we came together many years ago because of that joint issue that we both have and many others, and we're going to talk about mental illness from a different perspective. The one thing that's certain about mental illness is it leapfrogs every demographic that there is. There's nobody who escapes that. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care your nationality. I don't care your religious persuasion. Mental illness is something that is growing rapidly in this country. So we're going to talk about that with Brenda Wesley in the 9 o'clock hour. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.